Now, that cabinet meeting to discuss a further reopening of society is underway at government buildings. In fact, I think it's Dublin Castle. An air of anticipation has already taken hold ahead of the announcement from the Taoiseach later on tourism, travel, outdoor dining, gigs and limited crowds at sporting events. Our reporter Gail Conway has been talking to people on the streets of Athlone about what they're most looking forward to.
Definitely do a few staycations and looking forward to that big time.
Yeah, looking forward to the restaurants opening and be able to go out for a nice meal and meet family. That's really it. And we have booked 3 staycations so far, so roll on the holidays. For ourselves, we're just afraid it might be cancelled again like last year, and it's just too much of a risk. And then, although we're vaccinated, we have 2 children that aren't.
The pub's back opening. A bit of music, meeting friends, having a laugh.
Oh, we'd love to travel more in Ireland because we're from South Africa, so we'd love to travel more in and around the country. Yes, we would.
I think they're going a bit too fast at it again. We don't land back the same as we did before Christmas, we'll be very lucky. Gradually, I agree with that, and I love freedom.
Just getting out and about, and they'll be back to restaurants and sporting events, yeah, definitely. Just going to GAA games, I guess, and a few soccer games and that, yeah.
Well, I'm heading to Clifton for 5 days, please God, in June. So we take it from there.
I had a baby during the pandemic, so I'm just looking forward to all my family meeting him. He's nearly 7 months old now. None of my family, extended family, have met him. It's only like my mum, my brothers and sisters have met him. So I'm looking forward to that and them getting to know him. All I've seen of him is pictures.
Some voices from the streets of Athlone this morning. Let's get the latest now from our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. I suppose, Micheál, most of us have a bucket list of things we'd like to do as the restrictions are eased. Any further information this lunchtime about what we'll be hearing later?
Yeah, there is some detail beginning to emerge. Now, that cabinet meeting was a little late getting underway, and it is a regular cabinet meeting as well. So the main meat of the day really hasn't been got to in any substantial detail yet. But something that has been spoken about now for the last 24 hours, that is those pilot test events where essentially fans and spectators are going to be allowed return to stadiums in June. We have some detail on that. On the 11th of June, at the Leinster Dragons rugby game at the RDS, fans will be able to attend that in some numbers. League of Ireland games too on the same day, Shamrock Rovers versus Fenharps, and in the other division, Cork City versus Cabinteely. They'll all be open to some fans at least. Racegoers will be able to make their way to the Curragh and see live horse racing at some point in the end of June. And at Croke Park, the Camogie League final on the 20th of June, that will have spectators too. And at Morton Stadium on June 26th for the National Athletics Championship, spectators will be able to attend also.
And all of this, that and the travel plans, the hospitality, the outdoor events you've been talking about, all of this has been done on the basis of what NPHET have been saying. The government is, it would seem, in lockstep with public health advice.
Yes, it is. I think that was still a fairly comprehensive discussion last night. The entire meeting of that cabinet COVID committee lasting about 3 hours, the advice from the public health experts taking place for over an hour and a half, and many questions about were there risks involved. And yes, of course, in this, there is a degree of risk. And I think generally, though, a feeling that it is worth taking and it is of a lower order. And a sense of surprise I got too from several who attended that meeting, that they really didn't expect that indoor dining might be able to return as early as the 5th of July going into that meeting, but that is when it's set to take place if those plans, as expected, are rubber stamped and agreed by Cabinet later.
The one area, of course, and we've heard it reflected in some of our reports earlier, Micheál, is the common travel area, and at this stage it remains closed and no indications of when it might open, despite, of course, the fact that there are ways around it.
Yes, I think last night in the discussions that took place, and that was, again, a lengthy one because there had been a debate about international travel. Would it go as late as the 26th of July? In the end, it was agreed that the proposal that would go to Cabinet was the 19th. I think there is a sense that it will be on that date that you will see international travel to Britain as well being allowed. Of course, it is different to where the situation was just a few weeks ago, because at that point there had been an enthusiasm within government to move quickly on the common travel area because it makes up such a substantial amount of the aviation traffic, about a third in total. But because of what NPHET said and concerns they had about the Indian variant in Britain, that had that plan postponed.
All right, Micheál Lehane, for the moment, thank you very much. More on all of this, of course, in the course of the day.